Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, no, wait, I had a screenshot. Hold on, I'm screenshotting. Oski right now is in a literal sweater. What is it, a onesie? He's in a turtleneck tank top.
He got neutered, so it keeps him from biting his stitches.
I'm dying to hear about being neutered.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings. Welcome back to another normal episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles are the rich in Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine. And apologies for missing last week. I finally got COVID after 2 years of evading her clutches.
Yeah, but you manifested this.
I know. I think I really did because I was so stressed about traveling to South Africa and all the other crap I have to do, taking too much time off, and then I ended up not being able to go. So
now this bitch is like, I told you guys heard me. You guys, I'm so glad you're my witness or my listeness. Is that anything? Listen.
These puns that you make up make no sense.
Listeness. My listener witnesses. Okay. Making merch? No, it just makes sense. But you said, like, I just want to stay home with my dog. I just want to get out of all the travel. And then it's like the one time that you get the vid in 2+ years is when you, I said the next few months, you're going to get everything you specifically asked for. And you didn't know, like, that's how the universe works. Like, you guys want to talk about manifesting? That's manifesting where you don't actually know how they're going to cook your food in the kitchen, but you put in your order and you're going to get something.
Yeah. I mean, I brought it on myself. It was like, presto, you're fucking dead on the couch. And just for the record, I'm triple vaxxed. I'm a very healthy person and it still kicked my ass. I was shocked.
It's the power of manifesting. It's like, that's witch work. It's magic. Like even the healthiest triple vaxxed bitch, it doesn't matter if you have a Peloton app. If you say, universe, provide me some excuse to get out of travel, it certainly will.
Right. Plus I was jet lagged for weeks because of being in the U.S.
Yeah, Miami. Plus,
I was changing my sleep schedule for a new job. I was completely sleep deprived. I mean, I was asking for it. I was wearing a short skirt of viral protection. Now, I'm so happy that we're able to finally talk about everything that's been going on.
So many things. News, but just like also personally, like here I am in Casey's apartment.
Right. You're in Casey's like freakishly clean apartment for someone who's got the last name Malshine. Well, I guess she's a bunker now. That's why.
This is like opposite. Like if I were to imagine a bunker, like when I think of Bin Laden's bunker, I think of it as like in a cave with spider webs, like sort of lacing the front. This is like sparkling clean. Everything is automatic with the cat care. I just have to clean up their puke or whatever. And there's an espresso machine that I now use. I'm an adult just by being in Casey's apartment for 4 days.
And she's got a white couch and there's no stains on it.
How? I'll show you later. I have this couch covered in blankets because I'm such a slob. I'm like,
too.
There's no way. Even she said the one rug that's expensive is this rug. I covered it with a blanket. I said, there's no way I'm not destroying all this stuff.
I know. When I'm at her house, I also feel like I need blankets because I'm so white trash. I keep green sheets on my green couch. I have a green velvet couch. And also, though, pro tip, never buy velvet furniture because it is like a magnet for dust.
Oh, you're serious? You know, my fantasy when I think about like, okay, when I do like finally settle back into a stude of my own, I want a blue velvet couch so bad. It just seems like romantic.
I know. It's beautiful. But you know what? I just need to get a dust buster. I just need a handheld dust buster. Just ving, ving, ving and not have to get out the entire gigantic Dyson.
Honestly, get a dust buster anyway. It is like, it's as satisfying as my water pick. I'll say that. These two appliances, the dust buster and the water pick, they almost trump the vibrator in terms of how much I get out of just using them and feel like I did something.
water pick.
Yeah, yeah. Like when you, instead of flossing, I have a water pick. I've had one since the braces days. And it is so, the amount of salad greens that I could have a whole salad after based on what's showing up in the sink with that water pick that no floss could ever touch.
You see it?
Oh, like literally the shit that comes out of like your molars and your teeth, you'd be shocked at how much food you are literally wearing every single day that you can't brush out and you can't floss out. No, you've got to get a water pick.
I'm furious. I'm getting one.
So Casey gets magazines because she lives like I don't live permanently anywhere. So I don't get – for some reason I have like a Cosmopolitan subscription that still comes to my mother's house. But in general, I don't get mail. I'm avoiding it, honestly. The IRS is probably after me. But Casey got two pieces of mail today that I thought were very Moleshine apropos. The first is Rihanna's Vogue cover. Have you seen?
Oh, my God. It's so pretty. She's pregnant.
She's just so cool. And then the second is, of all times and all places to be, Le Queen.
Oh, the queen.
The queen and a naked pregnant Rihanna. It's like if this was not made for the Moleshine bunch, I don't know fucking what.
Now, they're doing all these magazine covers of the queen for her Platinum Jubilee, which is in June.
Which we manifested her still being alive for.
I know, I know.
The only reason she's still alive is because we said, naked to the Jubilee, we all want a holiday.
You're going to get me in trouble.
Oh, fuck. That's not news. Okay, then let's clear up the rumors now. What's going on with the queen?
The queen has just celebrated her 96th birthday, and she's on the cover of a few magazines because of this. And there's a Barbie that came out that looks like her. And it's been a little controversial because they're all doing this like wrinkle-free pretending that she's 25 thing.
Right.
The Barbie is the weirdest of all because
I'm still going right now. I have to see it. Yeah.
The Barbie has proportions body-wise of a regular Barbie.
Wow.
But she's got this giant queen bobblehead and she's got white hair and she's got no wrinkles at all.
She's literally like, remember me this way.
It's like Princess Diana, but with like a white bouffant.
Wow.
So it's kind of weird because it's like everyone is celebrating this woman who's got this really, really incredible achievement of, you know, being a public figure from before World War II until now.
That's so crazy when you frame it that way. It's really right before World War. Right. She's like, she's maybe the oldest person on earth. What's going on?
No, she's not the oldest person on earth. She's probably the oldest famous person.
Wow.
And who's been continually famous.
Yeah.
And
oh my God, this Barbie's hilarious side note. She like, she fucking wishes. This is the best thing that we can give her. Like we will remember her this way. This Barbie is so aspirational for the queen.
It's really a weird Barbie because it's like, what age is she? If they were gonna give her that look, they should have given her her brunette hair from when she was young.
Right. This is like Claire Foy aged queen, but like with the hair of 95-year-old. This is grandma hair on a young Claire Foy.
Right. Like, it's like Marie Antoinette powdered wig. It's so weird. Yeah. But so, the question is, why can't we celebrate this woman the way she actually looks?
Should the skin be hanging off the Barbie?
She should just be, I mean, she's short, first of all. She's like 5'2", and she's built like a grandma, you know? Like, grandmas, they get a little stockier as they age.
Sort of like a tiny little hunchback Barbie would be more appropriate.
Not a hunchback because she keeps her shit pretty tight in that department. But like, yeah, you know what I mean. She does not look like she looks like she's in this ether, this like unaged place where age does not exist.
But I feel like what we're talking about actually is like a product design issue on Barbie's part, which I understand in a way because I don't know. I mean, I would have to see it. If anybody knows of any dolls that are Barbie like material, like plastic dolls that actually have believable wrinkles.
They definitely don't. But here's the thing. I'm talking not just about the Barbie, the Vogue and Vanity Fair covers.
Right, even this.
They're all young photos.
Yeah.
We celebrated Betty White at her actual age.
That's because she was like still fucking. Dead serious.
We have a great opportunity to celebrate a woman of age. Why are we not taking it? Why are we pretending that she's still 25? Why can't we be like, you know what? She's 96. She looks 96. And that's incredible. And that really is the accomplishment.
I agree. And I also think, I mean, positive judgment. I don't know if you're allowed to say that. But as far as 96-year-olds go, she actually looks great.
Yeah, she's got a whole team around her making sure that she's like in mint condition, you know?
I was going to say, like, do you think she has the same, like, I mean, she must, right? Like the same celebrity, like glam, like does she have a glam squad?
Yeah, so she mostly has this woman named Angela Kelly, who is her dresser, who helps her. She makes a lot of her clothes and she dresses her. Then she's also got hair and makeup people. Angela Kelly actually did her hair and makeup while they were in lockdown because they couldn't have everybody else in there. But yeah, she's got a whole team. And she's got, I think even more so than a celebrity, she's got doctors paying attention to her and screening her nonstop, right? Because
well, that's why that guy with the rumors was so funny, where it's like, no, if and when the queen does pass, we'll obviously know there will be an official memo, like to spread a rumor that she died where she's like not only clearly alive but being highly monitored and has a stylist. It's like leave her alone,
right? And like as if you are going to overhear it at a wedding,
right like this, like, isn't just goss, this isn't hot goss, you're just like making shit up.
And who was it that actually died? It was like Queen Latifah. It wasn't Queen Latifah, but it was someone with literally someone with Queen in their name. It was like Steve McQueen or something. It was so it was that stupid.
Well, I think it was Steve McQueen. No, was it Steve? No, it was like somebody from like one of the old, it was like a Rolling Stones member or something. Wait, who was it? You're right.
Oh, it was a guy from Queen.
Is who it was. It was a dude from Queen.
So stupid and amazing.
Lol. So I wanted to thank you, Molly, officially, aside from proving that manifestation is real on this very pod, I wanted to let you know, or actually, let me see if you notice. Well, I'm just going to stand for a second real quick.
You have a bra on.
I have perky tits in my bra. So, you know, the universe works in mysterious ways, you guys. So not only did Molly bring the bra challenge to all of our attention, which has actually been deeply humbling, but, you know, I think perhaps one of the reasons why I was even reporting that old news that I was putting the bra on a certain way is because the last time I wore a bra, I was like 12. You know, it was a very short-lived thing for me. I always thought nipples out, get their attention anywhere else but everywhere else. You know, just show, like nips only was sort of my aesthetic. And then on the heels of our conversations about you're wearing your bra like a little bitch boy, right? Like, why are you putting it on? Like, you're fucking don't even know that it's here to support your breasts in long term.
Right. So what Sarah was doing was she was taking it and fastening it in the front around her belly button and then spinning it around and then putting her arms through it and shimmying it up.
Like I was at camp. Like I was at camp at 13.
Yeah, Bush League, JP.
I deep shame, and I want to get just a little credit to myself as a Capricorn moon to keep that in the pod, how vulnerable to share something so fucking putrid about myself, you know? But I kept it in the pod because I think it's important for us to just be super fucking real. But then, okay, we did our pod. I went and I dug deep in the same place as my old high school photos. My passport was also my bra. Found it, put it on, like the big girl. I felt amazing. But then I realized this bra doesn't motherfucking fit me, right? Now, I was just going to ignore it. I was going to just let you know that I put it on like a big girl and then just go about my ways as a floppy hanging nips out bitch. But then the next day, I went out to lunch with my mom and Joanne Anthony DeVito, comedian Anthony DeVito's mother, who's my mother's best friend and longtime hairdresser, style team, glam squad. She told a story about her sister who never wore a bra a day in her life because she liked the way it looked. She thought it was hot, similar to moi. And then she said that she had to get a breast lift when she was in her 50s because she said her small tits hung down to her knees. And I was shook. And I didn't even think of that. I actually have had this really backwards idea in my mind that I'm sure that I invented, but I actually had the thought like, you've got to let I've been saying for years, like you got to let your breasts and your vagina breathe, which has been the reason I don't wear any undergarments is because I'm like, you got to let them breathe. And now I'm like, what was I thinking? So yeah.
Why your breasts? Because they don't have a mucous membrane. And like, they don't have a pH balance. Like your vagina, I get it, because like there's a chemistry lesson happening down
there. Right, I don't want to have it just caged up like Rapunzel all the time.
Yeah. And like, you can get like yeast infections from wearing non-permeable undies or like a wet bathing suit. Like, yes, that's for real. But like, you're not going to get a boob yeast infection.
Well, I've always thought like, you know, in the same way that I don't like rules, you know, I'm sort of a anarchist in a way, sort of rebellious. I've always just felt like, don't fucking cage my titties in, you know, like I'm young, they're perky. And then in the car, when Joanne told this to me, I was like, wow. So all I need to do to not have my breasts hang to my knees in 20 years is just wear a bra. And she's like, yeah, just wear a bra every day. Like, my mom's like, I wear my bra to bed, right? And so then I was like, damn, I got to get a new bra. My mother flips out. It's the happiest I think I've seen her in the last decade. Let's go bra shopping. Let's go bra shopping. So we did. We went bra shopping. And I was fitted for a size. Crazy the sizes. I was way off.
What size are you?
32 double D.
Duh.
Oh my God. So sexier than I've been claiming.
That's cool.
And anyway, I've had my bra on since then and I've never taken it off.
You know what? You could get the same effect from like, and I shouldn't even tell you this because you're probably going to abuse it. But
oh, yeah,
you can get... You can get the same effect from like a camisole or a sports bra. They okay. also support your
Are
tot.
You reading my fucking mind?
Yeah.
On my list of things to discuss for today. Well, first of all, now I'm into bra shopping, right? I even went on skims.com. I'm like, give me bras. I really love bras. Mm. And I see a lot of bralettes in the space. And it's like, is that like, is there a better thing to wear every single day so that your tits stay perky, like sports bras and underwires? Or does it really not matter? It's just like, literally don't let them just like fling around like they're my microphone when I'm angry.
Exactly. They just need to be supported by something and that will help them not droop. They're still going to droop at some, like to some extent, but like just to have anything holding them up. Because think about it. They're heavy. They're hanging down. They're going to be like, oh, like deflating, like running down your like tum.
So I mean, if anything, yeah. I would wait for them to do that just to see if there is in fact that like sort of fart whoopee cushion noise. You know, I would love for like, if maybe I'm not as gassy as I think, maybe it's just my boobs slowly melting into my belly button. How have I been so naive? I mean, Molly, so many things about the Space Trash podcast, you've revolutionized my life. And it is actually our 1 year anniversary.
I know.
I want to say a distinct thank you. You've saved my tits. I've changed so much because of the things that you have illuminated for me on this podcast.
Are you serious?
I'm dead fucking serious.
Oh my God, I love you. I want to thank you too for doing it with me because you have made me feel so much more comfortable and confident in my, you know, radio abilities.
Oh my
and
gosh, you're a star, Mal. I'm a snob. The fact that you even want to do this with me, I remember when we did that Marianne Williamson recording when you were just like in New York for like a hot min. And I remember thinking like, damn, and this is pre-COVID. I told you I love COVID. Molly doesn't have to travel.
This was right before COVID. This was February 2020.
Oh, yeah, because I made that prediction of like, yeah, 2020 is going to change our lives for good. And it's like, oh, yeah, literally. Ha, ha, ha. But yeah. I remember thinking, what a bummer that Molly doesn't live here because like she's such a perfect match for me. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, damn, what a bummer that she's in London. And I thought, I wonder if I could just be like a permanent guest host on Diva Behavior and I'll just do astrology like as a side thing every time. And then we had a brief moment where we were like, let's actually do it and it'll be Diva Diva Nation. It was such a cute play on words, but honestly, no sticking power. No one's Googling that. Yeah, and and then we came upon Space Trash and it was like exactly a year ago, the big YouTube expose of Kristen Stewart v. Diana was on April 22nd of last year.
So this was the days that we started doing Diva Divination.
Yeah, I believe Space Trash itself, the first episode was the first week of May. So this is really, but it still is like, we're right in between like
right.
That portal. But I just think go us. This is the greatest. I'm telling you, I don't even want, I might have to cut this because I don't want you guys to really know. Is this narcissism? I don't know. When I'm truly in a bad mood, I'm searching YouTube, I'm searching Spotify, I'm looking for anything to just get my serotonin up a little bit. You know what I go back to? Our own motherfucking podcast. It makes me happy.
I know. It's fun. It is fun. I wish that we had done it in February 2020, because I would have been honestly so much less depressed for all of 2020.
Oh my God. No, couldn't have started sooner. Like it makes my life. Like I just, even today when we were texting, like, you want to do today, tomorrow, I was like, let's do it every day. Mm-hmm. Like this is truly the joy of my life. I thank you so much. Listeners, I thank you so much. And like, just, yeah, what a pleasure to have you guys as my listeners.
Yeah. And did you put it on like a big girl? You didn't even tell me.
So I have for the most
arm
part.
Arm through straps first.
It was so funny because when she like measured me and then she like brought all these bras for me to try out and she was like, lean over. I'm going to slip these through here. Like, she literally walked me through what you were doing. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if you can see my hat, but I have a podcast. I like told her all that. I was like, my co-host Molly really tried to tell me that this was the right way to put on bras. And she looked at me like I was fucking dumb as she, she's like, yeah.
She's like, wait, aren't you 35? Right?
She's like, obviously there's a way to put on bra. Like it didn't, I thought I was like being kind of cute and funny. Thought I'd make it a listener out of it, maybe a review. No, she was like, you idiot. Like, how have you been putting on your bras? And I was like, you know what? I haven't even, to be honest. There was one other thing I wanted to discuss.
Okay.
So there was a shooting in New York a few weeks ago, really scary on the subway, but it's not, I'm not going to get into the details of that. That's heavy. That's not trash cast material. That's more regular news and over it already. But the one thing about it that I thought was really wild is that the shooter's name was James R. Frank, mm-hmm. which if you've listened to the Space Trash podcast, if you've heard me reference any of my long-term serious partners, it's either James, Randy, or Frank. And all my lovers, right? And he drove from Philly to New York to do his shooting. And I'm thinking, oh, is this like some karmic?
He is fucked up your, joke? Yeah, he's bizarro you.
Yeah,
is this he's like, really Randall?
Well, I don't know if it's Randall. I'm assuming R. What's the R for, right? So that Robert. We have to do. If anybody knows this man or anything about this man, if you know his actual middle name, what the R stands for. But I like to think it's Randy or Randall. Either way, Robert. R is R. Okay. What if I? No, it's not probably Robert Molly. That's so unhelpful. It's probably Randall. But that's the stance from the Space Trash Pod. Only okay. Because I think it's like when we talk about twin flames and soulmates. If this guy is not either like. I mean, I guess I don't want to be with or coach.
Don't say it. Just don't even
shooter.
Say it out loud. You already said that we're manifesting like, everything we say. Don't say it.
Playing.
Sound effect.
Oh, another thing that I wanted to say, two things before we get into the news.
Okay. You have this is a lot of housekeeping.
I know. Well, we haven't talked for 2 weeks. You've had the vid.
I know.
In other news, I'm actually so out of shape that I started wearing heels again.
To work out like a Skechers shape up?
Okay, first of all, thank you so much for adding some function to my vanity because now I know that it's a workout. But no, more just because like just giving anything to my leg to look a little bit like heels really do make you look sexier in general. See, heels
that's
and bras.
Great.
I'm literally in college again.
You are like literally Kim Kardashian. Heels and bras. No. Are you watching the new show?
Okay, so I haven't watched it yet only because there's been this part of me that's almost like so interested in it. Because it's like, I don't even want to quench the thirst in a way. It's like, there's something aspirational about even watching it.
You should just watch it. It's like, it's a lot more, it feels a lot more staged even than the E version. So the last season of the E version, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, was, it felt like NeNe Leakes' last season on Real Housewives of Atlanta. You could tell they were over it. You could tell they were phoning it in. And they just were kind of, they pretended that they rented this house in Malibu to all hang out at.
I hated that.
But it was like, clearly you rented it to film in. So this is so divorced from your real everyday lives that you're going to a second location to film. Right. Like you're going to a set to film every day.
Right. It's actually, it's like, it couldn't be more of an actual just television show production. Whereas it's like the exact opposite of the promise the show made at the very beginning.
Right. It's literally a sitcom. Like it's not even a prestige HBO drama. It's a sitcom with one set. Like, that's what you're delivering us. You're giving
that's
us.
Exactly right.
You're giving us Family Matters, but like without punchlines.
Well, who
you
would
know?
Be the Urkel Scott in this case? Because he was just like, you know, I thought I was Stefan, but really I'm just Urkel. And he's going to date Travis. Travis.
I know. Yeah. I guess they all take turns being Urkel.
Chloe's kind of Urkel because she tried to transform into Stefan.
Let me tell you, and I feel terrible saying this because I know how tortured she is
yeah.
by her own self-image.
Hell yeah.
She looks incredible in these new episodes. In motion, in the flesh.
Great.
Looks amazing. But then I'm also like, she is, I mean, it's not cool to speculate about people's weight, but it's like, you can tell that she's sort of putting a lot of effort into looking a certain way. And in one way, you're like, she looks amazing. And the other way, you're like, I just wish she would take her foot off the gas for a minute and just chill. Because no one is following Khloe Kardashian because they think she's Kim. They're following her because she's not Kim. Because she's a different brand. It's like, you don't have to be that.
Well, and I also think, as somebody whose like weight fluctuates a lot and who like at one point I had braces for 10 years, LOL, and then they came off and my teeth were actually perfect and now they're back to normal. But it's like there is like the thing about the Chloe brand or the brand promise of Chloe originally was like she was the comedic relief. Like she was going to be the funny sister. Whereas like I think it's a little – this is me. I don't know if you feel the same. But – when like the thing about Chloe is I think the more beautiful that she makes herself look in her mind, the less of a sense of humor she has about herself and about everything. And so then it's sort of like, it's almost like no matter how beautiful she looks, it isn't, you're right. It's like, it's not the brand promise of, it's not what we want from Chloe. Like,
right.
Like she's so serious now.
She is so serious now. Hot take. I never really thought she was actually funny. I just thought she said vagina in a loud voice a lot of times.
Well, which I mean, don't get me started. I could not agree more.
But that was, yeah, that was the brand promise. And she was, okay, she was funnier before with the way that she would go back and forth with people and everything. It was funny. It did have a good rhythm and everything.
That was like what she had to, it's like even now, like I'm not the most attractive version of myself in my own mind necessarily, but I do think I'm funnier. Like there is something about when you're like, look, well, I've got to lead with humor and I'm leading with humor and my personality is my confidence that I think up the personality game tenfold.
That is silly though, to think that it is inversely correlated because it's not.
Well, I don't know. There was one point where when I got my braces off and I was like really fit and like I would just move to New York and I just was feeling bad about myself because it's like I wasn't the DC like comedy star that I like was before and I thought I would be when I got to New York. Although actually looking back, it's like, no, I was. I just like, I little by little blew it every step of the way. But actually I was massively successful for like right when I moved in a little while there. But the bottom line, like I remember I even said to my mom, like, I'm feeling insecure. Like, I think I'm too pretty for comedy. She of course was very quick to be like, you're not too pretty to that. You know, and I was like, okay, well, thank you. That's okay. You know, she's like, please, please. Maybe she was just saying I was still talented either way, but I actually didn't feel as comfortable on stage. I mean, in the pictures afterwards, when I looked hotter, I like them better to post. But in terms of my actual, like what I was bringing, there's something about looking a little bit old fogey, a little bit underbite, a little bit chubby that I do think makes me like in my spirit, in my body feel funnier. Maybe it is a defense mechanism, you know, so it's insecure either way, but I do feel funnier when I look bad.
I think that is exactly what it is, because when you are, as women, when we look good, you can feel the male gaze on you. And for people who aren't film students, that's G-A-Z-E, male gaze. And it's a film thing and it's an everything thing. It's an art thing.
We're where, masters like, of filmmaking, as you guys know.
Right. Like you can detect the male gaze in like most art from the 20th century. And you just feel like you're a man looking at it, you know? Yes. And so but we can feel that. So whenever you do look hotter, you – okay, yeah, okay, you're right.
It's because it's fun. Then it's like, no, I'll just be hot and I'll wear like cute clothes and I'll just like let you look at me and I'll just like giggle and you can buy me dinner.
Yeah, like I'm thinking of when I was super skinny and super blonde. Yeah, around
exactly.
2017. And I think that I was also – so hyper focused on maintaining that look that I had attained. And I was not thinking as much about anything else. I was just like, what am I going to wear? What am I mean, I'm still like that. I'm incredibly vain, but like it was even worse. It was a little bit more of like a harsh feeling for myself that I had all the time.
Well, the two pictures that I have like specifically saved in my favorites of you are the two photos of the two times that you left the salon in the past year looking completely dejected.
Yeah, it's very upset.
But so funny.
I know, I know.
Your eyes in both of them, you're lifeless.
It hurts my soul to feel really ugly. But listen, with the Kardashians, Khloe looks amazing. Khloe and Kim are dressing alike in almost every frame. Kim is still in her Balenciaga mode, the head-to-toe monotone. And I've realized I think the reason why she's doing that is, you know, my theory on the gloves is she didn't want people speculating over whether she's wearing the rings or not. And I'll go to the grave that's why she was doing it.
Can't wait to find out.
Second of all, you know, there's a vibe shift going on. I think we've talked about it.
Tell us about the vibe shift.
Okay. So the vibe shift, you can't really pin it down. This guy who's a trend forecaster wrote about it. Basically, the vibe is shifting. It's like we're going from millennial girl boss culture to Gen Z bimbo-fication is getting really big. Just being a degenerate. We're going into like a
2000. Oh my God. So I'm not up on, this is great news for me.
Oh yeah. It is good news for you.
Wait, degenerates are in?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. For anybody that wants to live a more degenerate life, I'm your life coach.
It's like dirt bag. Like everything is going to become a little more dirt baggy. Oh, and it has been.
Yeah, dude.
And it's like the theory is cancel culture is over. Wokeness is over. We'll get to what the Amber Heard trial means for like the Me Too movement and everything. There's a vibe shift. We're going out of this 2010s thing. It's ending finally. So whatever was cool in the 20s, like Thinks packaging and millennial pink and Glossier, like all of that really neat and tidy sort of vibe is ending.
Did you just hear that?
What was it? The cat?
It was the electronic cat food.
It's crazy. It's the Jetsons. But so, okay. I think Kim is dressing this way in order to, because she doesn't know what the new vibe is yet.
And oh,
she
so
doesn't
she's know what her like blank slate.
Exactly. Blank slate. We were just – something else that we were talking about reminded me of exactly this. She's in just a transition period. It's like when the queen does die, like Tina Brown came out with a new book this week, which is going to be insane. I started reading it early this morning when I first woke up, and it's going to be a really good book. It's called The Palace Papers, and if anyone cares about royal stuff, read it.
Wait,
or listen
I'll read
to it.
Let's book club it. I'll read it. No, now you got me. No, Molly got me wearing bras and reading and writing and editing again. I'm back. I'll read anything for the royals.
That's what you get from hanging out with a Capricorn sun.
Well, I'm a Capricorn moon. Like, actually, I needed that Capricorn sun to remind me of, on a soul level, who I really fucking am.
Yeah, like, you are you're dignified.
Yeah. Dignified dirt bag. Is that merch?
Yes,
Capricorn, dignified dirt bag.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yes.
Speaking of which, you guys are going to blow your mind. I know that it's a little bit ornate. I understand that the design I made, my designs aren't as good as yours in terms of fashion, but I do think my Taurus work hard, lay hard, kind of funny.
Oh, I love it. This is the thing about space trash merch is it totally goes with the vibe shift.
Oh my God. Right. Cause it's sort of like self-aware, but grungy.
And it's trashy and stupid.
Yes. Trashy and stupid 2022.
Yeah. So, okay. The vibe shift I've explained. This new book by Tina Brown, The Palace Papers, she says in it, basically, Charles, after the queen dies, is going to be kind of a palate cleanser, a sorbet course until William, the next big long era is going to be William. So Kim is in her palate cleanser era before the vibe shift fully takes hold. Because a lot of the stuff that people are going to be taking inspiration from for the vibe shift is early 2000s. Like, the big giant stupid Louis Vuitton gold lamé bag and the Juicy Couture sweatsuit. Like, this is all things that are going to be having a reprisal. Think about 2000s style. It was maximalist. It was 900 layers. It was stupid.
Wow. Like, everything you're saying is, I've been preparing this all my life since the 2000s.
I swear to God, we already talked about it.
Sometimes you need to be reminded. You need to be hit over the head with the message. Get tacky. Get your space trash merch.
Get tacky, yeah. But that's what Kim is doing. She's preparing for the vibe shift. She's like, okay, I've been doing this minimalist Kanye thing ever since we got married, ever since he would tell me, okay, now this week you're only wearing pencil skirts and crop tops. This week you're wearing this. This week you're wearing that. She's been wearing these monotone outfits. It's going to be interesting to see how she changed. Someone just screamed and started cheering. I don't know if it was Nick or the downstairs neighbor.
Congrats.
Yeah. But okay. So I think it does seem like the show does seem a little bit more contrived. They have these, sometimes when you're watching Real Housewives, you can tell when they're doing a line read, when they're in their confessionals, and it's really cringe, but it's also, the producers can tell that you can tell. So you're like, okay, fine. But now the Kardashians are doing that a little bit. You can tell they're doing line reads and it's not cool. Like, there's this one scene in the first episode where they're all sitting down at a barbecue and someone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's like, oh, Kendall has the flu. And then they go to Kendall's confessional and she sits on the couch and she's like, listen, I said I had the flu, but I actually had COVID. You guys are going to see me soon. And it's got this very like Disney Channel movie vibe. And then she gets up and walks away from the couch. It's very.
But that's sort of what I'm saying. That is why I didn't want to be the one to reveal that you had the vid.
Oh, I know.
Even Kendall's like, I will tell them when I'm ready. Like it's a pregnancy or something.
Yeah.
I hate her red hair. I want to say, I don't know if we're allowed to say that. I hate her hair color.
My old hairstylist in New York did it and she's the goat.
I just think they're all, I mean, I've liked some of their blonde phases, but I just feel like they're gorgeous brunettes. Like,
yeah, she's just having fun. She's just doing, celebrities like to just do a hair color they can't pull off every now and then, you know?
It's like they're almost like testing us. Will you love me as a weird red?
I also kind of love Kim blonde. Like she can rock it.
That. And I like Chris blonde too, actually.
And Chloe blonde looks really nice
too.
Yeah,
Chloe blonde. Okay, so actually I take it back. We like them blonde, but I personally am not in love with the red for Kenny.
Yeah, fair.
Also, just in terms of this role, like I did watch all the GMA interviews. I watched all the like the promotional stuff that they did. And it's like, if anything, this is the moment to be in uniform. Like yes, now Kendall's like sticking out like a, so like if in general Kim's blonde or Kenny's red, it's one thing. But if you're going to be on, if you're going to be talking to Robin Roberts and you're going to be actually doing these morning show interviews, you should all look like you're dressed for the Kardashian army.
Yeah, but they're over that. They're not the monolith anymore because they've diversified. And it was painful for them to diversify. Remember, there was a lot of turmoil in early seasons over Kim branching out and Chloe and Courtney being like, well, what the hell? If you leave us, then what are we going to do? And she was like, I don't care. You can find your own, which she was right. I mean, you're adults, but they've all diversified now. So I think that's a branding choice that they're like, okay, they probably all got together and storyboarded. What's your aesthetic right now? So that none of ours overlap, except Chloe low-key is going to copy everything Kim wears anyway. But like they want to be different now.
You know, power to them.
It's like the Spice Girls. The Spice Girls, their nicknames, Sporty Spice, Baby Spice, Ginger Spice, were made up to make fun of them and they adopted them.
Oh, wait. First of all, I never knew that. I love that. Yeah. Wow. How cool. That is true confidence where you're like, yeah, let me incorporate it. So cool. Which Spice Girl did you identify with?
Ginger Spice.
Oh my God, you say that like it's so obvious. Who do you think I identified with?
I have red hair. Of course, that she was the only redhead. When I was a kid, I had red hair.
Yeah, but she also was like the sex kitten. Like, I don't know, like Catholic Jersey Shore Mall. Like, were you down to be the slutty Spice?
I didn't think she was slutty. I thought she was very like, girl power.
Well, I mean, that literally was the brand mall. So you're really not, looking too deep into this if the girl power was the biggest takeaway you got.
She was like the most overtly girl power feminist one.
Yeah, I agree with that. I thought that I was a Baby Spice and I would fight. I thought I was Baby Spice. And
what?
Every Halloween would come around and me and the girls would be figuring out who's going to be what. I mean, Sports Spice Girls was the go-to high school girl.
Why would you ever be Baby Spice?
I don't know. Maybe it's the Cancer Sun in me. I just, for some reason, I thought I was a baby.
You are never a baby.
I was a little baby girl, and I wanted to be the sweet baby with the chopper chop. Remember the chopper chop, chupa chups? What were they? Those little lollipops. Chupa chups. They were like in like fashion lollipops. The old McClare's.
I know. What were we doing? What were we doing?
Come back though. Maybe that will get me to stop smoking.
That would be good. I think you would be either Scary Spice or Ginger Spice.
Well, now obviously those are the only two that I could. At a certain point, maybe Sporty because I was sporty then. But now it would be like, lol, she's not Sporty Spice. I guess maybe that was the baby thing. Baby was like the sugary spice. And it's like, well, I'm not that spicy, but I'm certainly sweet. Which is also funny because it's like, I'm actually not sweet at all.
I know. Like, if you were, your bottom two to me would be baby and posh.
Okay, well, then obviously you know that my second choice. Fine, I won't be baby. The blonde friend can be baby, but I'll be posh. And they were like, oh,
no,
you're not posh. And then I'll be like, listen, bitches, I'm the only one here that only wears black.
No, but you don't. You always have a crazy outfit.
Well, that's only because in this case, I'm only wearing my pajamas in front of you. Because
no, every time I see you, you're dressed like a Carmen Miranda mixed with like an 80s football player.
Okay, I love that for me. Like a senorita on the field.
Yeah, exactly. Not Baby Spice.
Not Baby Posh, but they were my two choices. If anything, yeah, Scary Spice. I'm obviously Scary Spice.
Yeah, you're Scary Spice. And I'm either Ginger or Posh, I would say.
Well, I would say for you, it definitely depends on the mood. Like, I think that, yeah, that like the Capricorn Taurus in you is posh, but that Pisces rising north node, Pisces rising, that's Ginger.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What's Casey, sporty?
Casey. I mean, Casey to me could be also be baby.
Yeah.
Because she's so pure.
She's Tommy Pickles.
She's right. But I would say that Tommy Pickles would be the baby spice of the Spice Girls.
We cracked it.
So then which Rugrat are you? I think I'm Phil and Lil.
Yeah, you're Phil and Lil for sure.
That's the Gemini rising. I'm both Phil and Lil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm Chucky.
And it's not because of the red hair. It's because you called COVID upon yourself.
Oh, that's so sad. Let's get into the final piece of celebrity news that we need to talk about.
Do we even start the celebrity news yet?
From Will Smith going forward, it has become violence in the news 24/7. Violence. Yeah. It's been Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, Blac Chyna, Rob Kardashian. We've got like just everyone debating violence and no one listening to each other in the news cycle for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks if you include the Will Smith cycle.
That's such an interesting way to put it. I have not I didn't correlate them until right now, but you're so right that in some weird way, similar to the way that the Fresh Prince was the first of, he actually led the beginning of this new era of like overt violence and let's talk about it.
Yeah, it's not only that violence is in the news, it's that we're all adjudicating it.
Yes.
And it's none of our business. And we're all like the Stan armies online and we won't take a side one way or the other, you know, because we're not the judge and jury.
Yeah.
But what we can say is the people online that are becoming super emotional about it is a very interesting phenomenon because you have people, especially mostly with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing, you have people on both sides being like, no, I've listened to the tapes. I was abused. This sounds like my abuser and you are wrong if you think the opposite. And that's just really interesting to me. No one can agree on what the definition is of what's abusive and what's not.
There's no question that it was an abusive relationship, but I think what Johnny is doing is suing her to say that this was mutual abuse. Like her coming out and saying that I was abused is what he's fighting against. It's not that he's saying this wasn't abusive. It was that he's saying we were in an abusive cycle, not I abused you, which I do believe.
He's actually suing her for defamation. And
isn't that what she did on his bed? Isn't that what you call shitting on someone's stuff? Defamation on your bed?
Good one. No, she did not defamate on his bed. That was something else. Allegedly, the dogs did it.
No, but the dogs didn't do it. She definitely put on his bed.
We don't know. We don't know. What he's suing her for is defamation because he's saying she wrote this op-ed that was clearly about me and it cost me roles. One theory that people have is that he actually doesn't think he's going to win this defamation trial because, you know, it's going to be hard for him to win this trial. He was sort of already, his career was on a downshift before their divorce even happened. There were rumors that he was using an earpiece to work on different films and like that he kind of was already like drinking too much and doing drugs and losing his touch. So the theory for some people is that he is actually just using this trial as sort of a bully pulpit to get his side of the story across. And
which I actually really think makes sense to me. That makes sense to me, though. And to be compassionate to both sides, I understand where he's coming from. Because he's not saying, I wasn't abusive. He was saying, you were too.
No, he did say, I wasn't abusive.
Oh. Well, that's a lie.
We don't know. We really don't know. That's why this is such a slippery thing. Because he sued the Sun because the Sun called him a wife beater in a headline. And he said, I am not a wife beater. You're not allowed to say that. And the UK has very tight libel and defamation laws. It's much easier to sue and win for libel and defamation in the UK. But the British judge ruled that in the court of law, there were at least 12 instances where he had struck her out of the 14 that she claimed. The judge said, yes, that is what he did. So now that just means someone's lying. Someone lied on the stand, and we don't know who, and we're not going to pretend that we can tell from body language or astrology or
body language.
Like
body.
We're not body language bodies. I'm sure he has videos of it, though. We have to watch them. But so this is the point, is it's really hard to envision a scenario where anyone understands what is going on with this and understands what the truth is and what is going on. Like, they're both saying to pretty much completely different things. So what's crazy to me is that so many people on social media, these enormous amounts of people, are adamant that they know what happened, and whichever side they're on, the other side is full of miscreants and demons who are going to hell. It's really, really interesting. And also, you mentioned Mike Tyson. That was another thing in the news that was a giant story of someone beating someone up. It's just been constant since Will Smith. It's like they let us out of the house and we're all hitting each other. But also the Depp and Heard and Blac Chyna and Rob thing are all from years ago. So,
well, but it is interesting though that like now is when they're both in court. It's when they're both coming to light. I mean, I also think it's sort of astrologically symbolic. Only in the last full moon that we had before this eclipse cycle was the big, like, you know, judicial Libra full moon. Get your merch. Kim is my lawyer. Libra law, baby. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of perfect, because also eclipse season, which we're entering into now, everybody come to the moon on Friday, but it's like the Libra full moon, like whether we're talking about the court of public opinion or actual court or even just in our own lives, the last full moon was basically like a reckoning, and this 2 weeks following of like everything that you've been through and sort of like going, okay, like on, if I weigh my heart on these issues, like, is it a heavy scale or is it a light scale? And anything that's like heavy on the scale of your heart, when you were weighing the issues in your life, your relationships, your storylines, your bank account, whatever, anything that's heavy on your heart needs to be released before this eclipse season, because this eclipse cycle that now is officially beginning in Taurus and Scorpio, there's going to be two eclipses back to back, you know, coming right up. And then in October, there's going to be the sort of two bookend eclipses. But eclipses are times where fate takes its course. I think it is interesting.
Wait, so when do we have to unload the heavy stuff?
Well, really, like between now and Friday, like just release. The new moon is an eclipse. It's on Friday. We will be doing a moon ritual. You're going to win a game. But we're not going to manifest at this moonual, unlike other moonuals, because eclipses are about sort of allowing fate to take its course and allowing things to, it's almost like even when we're doing witch work, every word we speak is witch work, truthfully. But it's like, there's always this emphasis on like, what are we calling in? What are we manifesting? What are we doing to get the thing that we want? During eclipse season, we're sort of asked to pause, because what actually happens is like we run ourselves ragged climbing this ladder or reaching for things that we think will make us happier, things that we think we want. Whereas eclipse season is really asking us to like pause, let your gifts come in, let the things that need to go before you start calling more shit in, before you even receive the shit that you called in before, if that makes any sense.
Right.
The reason that all of these cases are coming to the forefront right now, starting with Will, the cases are about relationships. So it's like, let's look at relationships and let's actually like do our own little jury jurisdiction in our head and go, okay, wait a second. Like, what do I need to let go of so that I can move on into a fresh new story and not actually do anything in the next month to like create that scenario other than just to let go of the shit that low key we have been even like with both Amber Heard Johnny Depp, Black China, Rob Kardashian, Mike Tyson. I mean, totally on brand. Everything about these storylines, it's like they've been there. It's like that is the heavy weight that's on everybody's heart around these topics. And so actually to bring them into light is going to allow for fate to then actually decide even more so than a jury.
Even Will and Jada, they were like, they've been holding that in since the 2016 Oscars. I think pretty much everything, all of these stories had a tipping point in 2016.
Yeah. Wow. That's so interesting.
Yeah. Like Depp and Heard, their divorce started in 2016. And this is like kind of the chickens coming. Like they're tying up all of these cases and the Will and Chris Rock thing. It's like sort of tying up a loose end.
Well, you know what else started in 2016?
Trump presidency.
And the Moonual.
Oh, whoa. That's sinister.
I'm the sinister bitch.
So, yeah, it's interesting to see all this stuff going on. I mean, like, so many people are just being vitriolic about whatever side they're on.
Well, what this reminds me of, though, is what we were talking about a few weeks ago, and it is very Saturn in Aquarius. It's, you know, it started with West End Caleb. It moved into the avenue of you entered my sacred womb TikTok scandal, whatever that was.
Womblands.
You destroyed my womblands with your penis in me. Very Pisces energy. You know, Pisces is an interesting sign because not only does it represent like the highest love and like the most spiritual, magical, it's music, it's the dew, it's the fog, it's placenta. It also represents slavery and abuse.
Placenta?
Yeah, it's like just like that spiritual water.
Ooh.
Gross. Opinion level, I have no skin in the game. Astrologically, all of these things are very interesting, and I would love to take a moment to just explain why.
Okay. If something seems really confusing,
say, I whoa, will stop. What?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so we're gonna do a safe word for the astrology, right? Because I don't wanna fuck Molly into submission without her consent. Astro fuck.
And I'm a listener proxy right now.
Okay, so I'm doing this for y'all. But if it gets like, what are you talking about? What is the code word?
Whoa, what?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. Consensual astrology. Here we go.
This is the first time our astrology has been consensual.
We're growing. People can change. Don't cancel me for talking fast and just fucking you with astrology at my own, you know, whim. I'm sorry. I have a,
that's okay.
Sometimes when my astro dick gets hard, I just want to fucking fuck. Okay. But so let's begin with Amber because we're going to start with A. Amber has her moon in Libra. When did this trial start? When the moon was in Libra. With her moon in Libra kind of out there alone in her chart, the whole thing with the Amber and Johnny trial was that she keeps saying, you would try to run away when we had conflict. And he would say, no, I was trying to give us space when we had conflict because it would get so violent. And she would rather be engaged in like a violent anything than be left abandoned, right? That's a very Libra moon thing. So for this to come out on her moon, actually balancing the scales of that think piece that she wrote, damning him, this is the other side of that story. Johnny and Amber both have their Venus, meaning their lovers, their love planets in the sign of Taurus. Amber's also a Taurus sun. And Johnny's a Mercury Taurus as well. So,
and we're moving into Taurus.
And we're moving
next
into the Taurus eclipse cycle. So this is really going to be focused on Amber's sun, her radiant energy, her ego, her solar energy, and her heart. And on Johnny's heart and his Mercury, his thoughts and the way that he understands and communicates. You know, Taurus is an interesting sign because on the one hand, Taurus is this just like divine feminine, like pure love, sensual love, you know. But on the other hand, it is sort of this like workhorse energy. Like one might argue that Taurus not only represents the purest form of the divine feminine, the bovine divine feminine merch, but it also represents the abuse of the feminine in a way because it's opposite Scorpio. And it's sort of like this energy of women now being a part of, you know, Aries is the first masculine. It's the only energy. Then we get Taurus, which is sort of like, oh, great. Now that you're here, there's like a primal, both Taurus and Aries are very primal in nature. And so I think that what we're seeing at large is the, how do I put it? It's almost like the,
it's like you're treating the Taurus like a broodmare and like a barefoot and pregnant housewife.
Yes. And what we're seeing is sort of like the effect of that. So instead of treating Taurus like the princess that she truly is, when we treat her like a broodmare, when we treat the Taurus energy like it is ours to own instead of that it has ownership of itself and that we value it, what ends up happening is fucking messy ass court cases, right? This trial that both Johnny and Amber find themselves in is on their, this is a trial of their hearts. They're literally letting fate, you know, the eclipses are going to be eclipsing on their heart space, and it's on Johnny's Mercury and it's on her ego. So it'll be really interesting to see how that plays out, because it is like in the court of their charts, they are on trial. And it is about their love.
And it's like so interminable, because they both seem to be so convinced of their version of events, and their versions do not sync up. Right. And neither one of them seems like they're going to back down.
Right now, we have four planets in Pisces. We have Venus, Mars, and Neptune and Jupiter. So this is like the masculine, the feminine, and the thing that blows things up, and Neptune disintegrates in Pisces. So this is like an unbelievably spiritual, nebulous, definitely confusing moment in the energy. Now, in other breaking trial news, guess who else is a Taurus sun?
I know that it's Black China, because one time when I was doing a Moonual presentation about Taurus, I put together all of the celebrities who look like a Taurus, because they are, and she's one of the top ones. Her and Gigi Hadid, they got that Taurus face. Taurus,
what
they
is
have
Taurus face.
People who have a Taurus sun, a lot of the time they have the trademark Taurus face, which is wide set eyes, circular bone structure. They just have, like, Gigi Hadid, Black China, they have very aesthetically pleasing faces to look at. My friend Keely, if she's listening, which she freaking better be.
I know you're Taurus, listening, Keely.
Taurus has a look, and Black China has that look. Black China and Rob, the thing that I think is really interesting is there's a lot of slut shaming going on in this case.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. What this case is about is Black China and Rob, if you guys remember, Black China really just, it was poetry in motion when she started dating Rob Kardashian, because already Kylie Jenner had, you know, there's no such thing as stealing a man, but she very rapidly started dating Black China's fiance after they had a kid together. And it also wasn't Kylie's fault, because Kylie was a minor. Yeah. Which I really want to know when we're going to revisit that era. But so Black China, you know, she sort of was left hanging because she was best friends with Kim. Kim's teenage sister was suddenly dating China's baby dad.
I forgot that the reason we even know Black China is because for a moment there, she was Kim's best friend.
Yeah, she was Kim's best friend.
Oh my God.
And she was dating Tyga, and they lived near Kim. And so,
do you want to take him for a walk?
No, he's just hyper. He's having fun.
He doesn't have a dick anymore, because he's like, yeah, I'm a gal now.
Okay, so from there, Black China suddenly one day mysteriously started dating Rob, Kylie and Kim's brother. And everyone was like, what? She out Kardashian to the Kardashian. She got pregnant like immediately. And it was like, oh my God, their mortal enemy, Black China, is going to be the only woman in this family who bears a child with the last name Kardashian.
That always was like the greatest flex of all.
Delicious. Delicious. And they were like kind of being antagonistic from the jump. She tried to trademark what her married name would be, which is Angela Kardashian, and they tried to block the trademark. They ended up, so she and Robin China had a show called Robin China, and it had really good ratings, but the Kardashians argued to E, and obviously they were E's cash cow at the time. This was a few years ago before terrestrial television basically stopped being viable, but they were able to kind of throw their weight around and say, hey, we don't want this show to be on anymore because we don't think it's safe for our brother. So they canceled the show. Black China is now suing them, saying that she was like wrongfully terminated and they targeted her and that it was unfair. So they're arguing that it genuinely was dangerous for Rob. One of the things that has come out in this case was that China allegedly strangled him with a phone charger and held a gun to his head. And her testimony was that she was joking.
No, I read that her testimony was that she was so turned on. He was hot. Maybe it was part of like one of the claims was that she ripped his shirt off and it was because he was sexy.
Oh, yeah. That
like,
was part,
put it in the new legal books moving forward. Any case of woman in heat doing something violent, she was turned on by his sexiness.
Oh, God. But so, yeah, that's the battle that's going on now. And so I alluded to the slut shaming. So what's happening with that is on the first day when they were selecting jury, obviously the jury, you do whatever you can to get out of jury duty. One of the big questions was, have you ever watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians? And, you know, people were really kind of, they were not nice about it. One juror was like, I've tried to avoid it as much as I can. And like the Kardashians are literally sitting right there. They can hear them. And another juror said, no, I haven't seen it, but I've seen her sex tape. And if you pick me for this jury, all I'm going to do is play the sex tape in my head over and over again. To Kim's,
what
like Kim was in the courtroom.
Dork. Why don't you have your own?
I know, like,
sex? It's actually, to be honest, one of the worst sex tapes I've ever seen. It's so boring. Like, it's boring. Same as Paris. They're both like, wow, you guys are about as vanilla as it gets in the bedroom.
Well, not everyone can have a safe word. Yeah. So that was really, I thought, you know, that's it. That's humiliating for you to be sitting in court and this thing that happened 20 years ago that you thought was over with to be thrown back in your face for someone to get. I mean, we all want to get out of jury duty. I get it. But like, I don't know. That just was really, you know, that's a bummer. Also, side note, and we don't need to go into this, but the sex tape has been a plot line in the first two episodes of the new show. And did you know Amy Schumer was in the second episode?
So I watched all the clips.
Watch the show.
I gotta watch the show.
It's great. So now today, apparently, one of the things that China's people have argued since the beginning of this whole thing is that Rob engaged in revenge porn. He leaked photos of her nude online, which is, you know, legally, I don't know, the revenge porn case still didn't go to trial. So those are still allegations. But, you know, I feel like I remember that. Yeah. Like there was a day when he just leaked it online. So what happened today was the Kardashians lawyer showed her the nude photos that Rob Kardashian allegedly leaked. And that was right before her cross-examination. So Blac Chyna's attorney has accused the Kardashians' attorney of a deliberate and unethical psychological attack. He's basically saying they revenge porned her.
Oh my God, the trial in and of itself is revenge porn.
Right. They showed her these photos right before she was meant to testify. So there's just like all of this, like just beating up on women for like being sexual. It's such a bummer.
Rob Kardashian, Libra Moon. And I would say that in both of these cases, we have Rob and Amber both sort of assuming the position of you guys were abusive to me and turned me into somebody else. All four of these people, what's going on in Rob's chart in his Taurus area? His Mars. So he is fighting with China's ego. We have the hearts of Johnny and Amber in Taurus with Johnny's Mercury. He's trying to take back his Mercury. The eclipses are going to do a number on both of these cases, and it'll be interesting to see. It is just not a coincidence that all of these people have personal planets in Taurus. Why is it all happening now? Because we have enough Libra in the energy that things were being brought to justice and relationship justice. And now we have so many planets in Taurus in the mix here. These eclipses are going to change the outcome of these court cases in ways that I don't think we can predict.
I don't think we can predict it either because, again, and that's the Taurus thing of just how stubborn all of these people are. Like no one is yielding, even just for a case to get to court. There has to be, I think, some level of stubbornness and just like, no, I think I'm right. you know, or wanting to drain the other person's resources, which also could be some of what's going on.
I think that in all of these cases, what everyone is fighting for is like their right to like brand themselves. Like, you don't get to brand me as abusive. You don't get to brand me as some character in your storyline. And it's very Taurus. Nobody else is getting on their brand.
How interesting that we're talking about all these cows being branded. I knew that you were going to freak out.
Love. I love wordplay.
I know. Do you think Rob really cares about his brand? What is Rob's brand?
I mean, socks, I guess, would be his brand. Plump sock guy.
He's a man of size.
Man of size with socks.
No, but you know what? I think it actually is a testament to him and Chris's branding acumen that we still know about the socks. We still talk about the socks. People use the socks as a punchline, and it's like, we're still talking about the socks. It's been like 15 years since the socks started. Do you remember the brand name? I
Arthur
do.
Arthur Ashe? That's a tennis player. Arthur what?
Arthur George.
Arthur George. Fuck.
I mean, hey, Rob doesn't know space trash. We know Arthur George.
Well, I thought it was Arthur Ashe. So honestly, he's not doing that great. But, yeah, but here's the real question. If anybody has ever bought and worn a pair of Arthur George socky poos, let us know. I mean, I wonder if they hold up to the other family brands.
I know. No, I know.
Chris is literally in there fighting for the dignity of socks.
Chris is. Yeah. Rob, don't know if Rob cares.
I think that
Rob's not even in the court sketches. He's not even, he didn't even go to school. He's like, I'm not going to school today. It's like, they're there because of you. Because you brought this drama into your family. No matter whose fault it was drama. And you brought it into the family. And now you don't even have to show up in court.
Well, and what's interesting too is like, I'm looking at the charts. Rob is a Pisces sun, Mercury Pisces. China is a Pisces moon. This next eclipse, we have the sun and moon and Uranus and the north node all in Taurus. And like the rest of the planets are in Pisces. That's why I'm telling you, for you, your chart is lit up in like every fucking way. But why is it? I mean, it also just like happens to be violent. Why? Because the south node in Scorpio for the next, you know, 15 months is asking us to examine that behind closed door shit. Where it's like, wait a second, was it Scorpio's abusive at its worst? And so is Pisces. Scorpio is inherently...
They can be a meanie.
It's more than meanie. It's manipulative. It's like doing things in a certain way so that you keep... Scorpio wants to keep what it has acquired from others.
I think Scorpio is passive aggressive.
Scorpio is the dead bodies at the bottom of the lake where you're selling $1 million real estate and it looks serene and the kids are playing in it and you don't know what the fuck is down there. And it's a secret.
But Nick's a double Scorpio.
Well, if he starts wearing pantyhose in a couple of years, don't be shocked. He's going to wait till you're married.
No. I already did. Okay. That's where the sound effect is going to go.
One more thing.
Okay.
Out of Africa, the musical.
Okay.
She's in Africa.
She's in of Africa.
She's in of Africa. Well, that's why I was laughing in my head. I said, oh, Molly is blocked out of Africa.
Come to the moon, you all.
Friday. We're going to be there and we're going to be so funny.
And follow us on.
Now stop recording. Tell me about pantyhose.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.